You know, the devil's crowd get out there and has a lot of fun, kick and collar and carry on and run and jump and buck with those that do. Why can't we do that as Christians?
Amen.
Listen, my God loves me. Ain't that right? And I'm free and free indeed. Ain't that right? Yes, sir. Let me see. My God is not a don't do God. My God is a do God. Ain't that right? When I got saved, brother, the chains of sin was broken off of me and I was free, set free. I do what I want to when I want to, brother. That's right, brother. But I'm careful what I do. Ain't that right? Yes, sir. Listen, the places I used to go, I don't go to anymore because I don't want to go. Ain't that right? Yes, sir. Brother, listen. I was 22 years old and I had no hope in life. I was 22 years old and I was married, had a kid, and one on the way. And I thought I had a tiger by the tail. Had it made. Good job, brother, making good money. Had a nice car outside in the driveway. But every night I laid that head on that pillow, brother, there was a lack of peace. The only faith I had in this whole walking world was old brother Flick and his strength that he had right there. 1965, I got a USMC tattoo on that arm, son. That's my strength right there. Well, let me tell you something. I didn't love nobody but Flick, the youngest of nine brothers. And let me tell you this. I walk by sight and hearing. But then there was one day in my life, first time in my life I'd ever heard with these little old ears the gospel called the good news that let me know right quick. And there was a quickening of the spirit that touched my heart, not just my head, but my heart. And I knew I had to make a change. I come up off of that pew and I took about two steps. God did a good thing. Yeah. Called that little black-headed, black-eyed woman I live with and said, honey, you got a new husband. There's a new talk in my mouth. Huh? Now, let me tell you something. Faith comes by hearing. Brother, you don't get it by money. You don't get it by pulling up your own bootstraps. Faith cometh by hearing. Ain't that right? Now, I married that little woman. I had no idea that one day God would allow us to go to for me to go to another country and walk and talk in front of those people that they might see through me. Amen. Now listen, don't let me get eye-itis tonight and think that I did anything. God did it. Amen. Let me God take nothing and make something. Ain't that right? Let me tell you something tonight. God can take somebody, or listen. God can take a nobody to tell somebody about anybody, and that saved that body. I got that all wrong, brother. Nervous, brother? I'll tell you why. Faith cometh by hearing. Isn't that right? Here's the message tonight. If you don't get anything else, we as God's children need to walk by faith. Now, some of us old-time preachers, son, we just hang in there. We don't like change. Some of these young fellas that were sitting up here this evening, they don't mind. They don't mind. Brother Jimmy, look, I believe that when you're a child of God and you make confession unto the world, or you let your grandma know that you're saved, brother, you ought to look like, act like, and smell like a Christian. Brother, listen, when you walk out in that world, they ought to know without a doubt that you are a man of faith and believe in a living God that's able, my brother. Now you say, well, now, Brother Flick, you don't need a suit and tie and a pair of boots and a belt to preach. Amen. But there ain't nothing wrong with that. I believe, listen, when I get in that car out there, I grab that handle, brother, and I got on that suit and tie. You can say what you want to. They know where I'm going. Ain't that right? I ain't been in trouble. Well, they ain't saw no police cars in my driveway. Brother, let me tell you something. I ain't going to jail, brother. Must be going to church. Ain't that right? And there ain't nothing wrong with electronics. I'm glad for it. I mean, listen, when I got saved, son, I went to Neat College. I got a PhD and a BADF. That's a post-hole digger degree and a born-again devil fighter. I got that one right, brother. Boy, my wife cutting them eyes over there. I'm glad I'm saved tonight. Ain't that right? Listen, we Baptists have got it. We don't have to hope so, think so, maybe so, or hang on so. Son, we got it. Ain't that right? And when Jesus Christ bled and died, I got a cross at our church. When Jesus Christ bled and died upon the cross, brother, he died for us. And he said, the battle is just beginning, but you're on the winning side. There I am. I figured out the other night, I was sitting there and I got to thinking about this conference. And I said, Lord, help me to be a blessing. Lord, help me to be the way, not standing in the way. Huh? Let me be something different. Don't let me be this old rolling mill. Well, I'm Dr. So. Well, I'm not a doctor, brother. I'm an ambassador. Ain't that right, Brother Jimmy? We got that straight, Mike. Yes, sir. And I was sitting there, brother, and I got into the book of Romans. And I got to look in there where the Bible said in Romans chapter 10, brother. And then I got over in Romans chapter 1. Is Romans in this? Romans chapter 1 and verse 17. I study right. Brother, listen. Josh, you ought to look into this. I study the numbers in the Bible, sir. And whenever you count the words in the King James Version Bible, and every jot and tittle, it has a meaning, brother. Let me tell you something. You ought not to change it. Don't rewrite it. Because you're missing out on the Word of God. That's right, brother. I read that verse two or three times, and I read those letters, those words in that chapter, in that Romans chapter 1 and verse 17. 17, brother, always means victory. Let me tell you something. The only way that a man can have faith in God, the creator of heaven and earth, is to get into his word and let the word get into you. Take your face out of Facebook and put it in the book. Ain't that right? Now let me tell you something. If you're going to stand up for the word of God and you're going to be something, look like, act like a Christian out there in that world, you've got to have faith. Here it comes right here. I don't have to worry too much. Rosa does all the worrying for me. But let me tell you something right here. The Bible says right here in Romans chapter 1 and verse 17. I've got it right here. I wrote it down. It said, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as is written, the just shall live by faith. Oh, my goodness. What are we going to do, folks? I mean, I just don't know what we're going to do, Brother Jimmy. I mean, listen, brother, we got to, ain't that right? I like smothered death going over at the Walmart. The just shall live by faith. You know what that means right there? That means right there, it don't make no difference what mountain comes up before you that you have to cross. I believe as a child of God, you ought to be able to get on your knees and say, God, listen, I don't ask you to move that mountain, God. I want you, Lord, if you would, please help me, Lord, to get over the top of that mountain. So that when I get over that mountain and that problem in front of my life, that people knows that it took a living God that got old Brother Flick over that mountain and not around that mountain. And I believe by faith he'll do it. Amen. Amen. Look right here. I wrote it down so I wouldn't forget it. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 and 26. Ain't that good right there? Yes, sir. Look what it says. And it says, through faith. I'm talking about through faith. Romans chapter 3. Let me read that for your hearing because I don't want to get it wrong. Ain't that right? Yes, sir. Listen, you know, I ain't made like I used to be. I used to remember that I'd go in the room what I was going after for. I go in the room now and I'll stand there for 5 minutes wondering what I went in there for. I might do two or three things before I figure out what I do. Amen. But that's why God gave us this book right here, that old Flick could get a little bit more faith tonight. That I could come out of my, over there at that nice room at the hotel and come into the house of God and Flick just get a little bit more faith and put it in my pocket right there and put it in my mind right there and put it some in my boots right there. Just put it all over me, Lord, and let me have faith in you. Look here what it says. In Romans chapter 3 and verse 23. Oh my. I'll tell you what, you ought to get ready for this right here. This is good. In the Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, and the Bible says right there, it says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." Thank you, Lord, that I'm justified. I mean, you might see the outside, but God looks on the inside. And God knows what's in there, too. Yes, sir, brother. I might snow a few folks a few times, but I don't snow the snowman. And let me tell you this right here. When God looks on the inside, does He see my faith? Does He know my faith? You say, well, what is that, Brother Flint? Well, look right there in 25. He said, "Whom God has set forth a propitiation through faith in His blood to declare the righteousness for the remission of sin that are passed through the forbearance of God." Look at this right here in verse 26. "To declare, I say, unto this time His righteousness, that He might be just through the justifier of Him which believeth in Jesus Christ." Woo! Amen. Listen, that don't mean just a little bit. I hope so, think so, maybe so. Brother, when I got justified, I got justified. Ain't that right? And therefore, I'm not a don't guy. I'm a do guy. Ain't that right? Yes, sir. You say, well, now, Brother Flick, you got to be correct. Amen. You know what? Listen, every morning I get up, I ask God, God, help me to be careful what I say because somebody's listening. Lord, help me every morning. Lord, let me do something that's good because somebody somewhere is watching. Boy, it hit me right there this afternoon. I mean, I was out in the world, brother. Yes, sir. Took that little woman over there to Keiko. Yes, sir. Got her some new clothes. Yes, sir. I didn't know nobody was looking. And about 2 hours later, one of the ladies in the church said, "Brother Flick, I saw you." I said, "You saw me? You saw me?" Well, brother, I hope that when she saw me in that world, that she said, "Boy, there's a good guy that loves God." Ain't that right, Brother Mike? Yes, sir. I'm hoping, listening, praying that my faith that I have in God, that one day if they're waiting, be awaiting, God does not come back early, and they cart me down that aisle right there in a box and lay me out there and open that box, that somebody be able to look in there and say, "Boy, that fella right there was a faithful boy under the church, and that he loved God." Huh? Is that what we're supposed to do? Yes, sir. And when the heat gets on, brother, the weak will fall away. Yes, sir. Ain't that right, Jimmy? Yes, sir. Look right here. He said, and you know where that faith comes from. Listen, I was born and raised in the Flick family. I lived 18 years in the same place, four houses with 16 kids. And my daddy taught me right. But listen, my daddy's righteousness couldn't do anything for me other than teach me right. It was the blood of Jesus Christ. Yes, sir. The precious blood that Jesus dropped, every drop was for old Flick boy. It gave me a privilege to go to a country that I speak no language, their language. I couldn't even say hello. I only know four words. Ain't that right, brother? Te quiero con todo mi corazón. I didn't even know what that meant, but every time I said it, Rosa smiled. Huh? I love you with all my heart. She taught me that before I got married. That's all I know. But by faith, brother, in 4 years, brother, we had 4 years, we didn't have a conversion one. I was so discouraged. I'd come to the point, I'd call a pastor and just cry on his shoulder. He'd say, "You're doing a good job, Flick." But I knew, brother, that God wanted the word preached and His blood shed. Ain't that right? He wanted people saved in the country of Mexico. It said right here, look in Romans chapter 4, verse 20. This is great right here. He said, "For he struggled not at the promise of God, through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Amen. You know what we did? Me and my wife and that old dog there at the house and them few alicrons on top of the ceiling right there, son, we just praised God. And today I can promise you, I know personally of 5 good churches down there that love God. There's one downtown, listen, that Brother Miguel is pastor of. It's about 120 Mexicanos. They get in there, son, and they sing and dance for 45 minutes, preacher. And they just get fired up and praise God. I mean, listen, they run up. You say, well, they're Pentecostal. Amen, brother. Yes, sir. They got a little life. Amen. And I tell you what they'll do. Listen, by faith, they'll open them windows right there so they can hear about 4 blocks down the street. You say, well, that ain't necessary. No, but it sure is good, brother. And by faith. Huh? Yes, sir. And I'll tell you what, it's faith, brother. All you missionaries, listen to this. I'm telling you, your support's out there. All you got to do is go get it, brother. God wants you on the field. He'll put you on the field. Don't you worry about it. God will take care of you one way or another. I'm hurrying, preacher. Oh, son, it's good, though. It's not very often you get in a church where the Holy Spirit is, I can tell you. They might have independent, fundamental, premillennial, James Givey, Baptists on the vine, but that don't mean they got a lick of spirit. When the people of God come to the house of God to serve God and they let themselves be content with God's will, that's where the Holy Spirit is. Is that right? Let me read this one verse of Scripture right here, and we'll cut it off. I thank you, Preacher Jimmy. I'll tell you what, just to be a part of the Landmark Conference is a great thing. I got it right here in Jude number 3. Amen. It said, look here. Beloved, when I have get all diligence to write unto you for the common salvation, it is needful for me to write unto you and to exhort you of that you earnestly contend for the faith which is once delivered unto you by the saints. Ain't that right? Amen. Unto the saints. That's me. If I tonight could leave on an impression on your heart or on your mind, if you could talk of Brother Danny K. Flick, that's K-A-Y, brother. No, that doesn't have an E. It's just K-A-Y. A week from now, and your thought was he loved God. Brother, that's all that matters. If ever there's a time that the devil would come unto you and tempt you, and you must say, well, I would like to and I want to, but you back up 2 steps and you say, well, would Brother Flick. That's good, ain't Jimmy?
Sir.
Brother, I think they ought to have somebody like you and I to look at. I think that, listen, I think as young as you are, as old as you are, in the middle age, it doesn't make any difference who you are. There ought to be somebody look at you and say, that man loves God by faith. Is that right? Now you come listen. This mission conference is not just for the missionaries. It's for you too. It's not just that we can gather up some money and send them out and help them with their needs. It's for you. There was many a time, Brother Jimmy, when I sat in that church, I'd hesitate on filling out that card. And I'd be nervous about filling out that card. But let me tell you something. It is always proven to be right on that card. I've never been able to outgive God. And every penny that I've ever give God that he loaned me, he just loaned it to me. Wasn't mine in the first place. Give to God, he'll give you back double.